Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Bad Wally Ali playing. Message playing. Whenever he go to church, he can't help but see a man up there on the wall. Doesn't look like him. Call it Jesus, the Son of God. All praise to Allah. We're here to correct that problem tonight here on this Rock Talk radio station. We know truth will destroy a lie, and falsehood will have to go. The lie has been told that Almighty God, the creator of this creation, out of all the people in the world, he picked one son. Nothing but the beginning of fattening up the races. That's all it is. The thin races. Keep it going. So we have to put an end to that if we can. For those who want to end this, if we want freedom, justice, and equality, this idea about God got a son, and the son is a European, and he died for our sins. That lie got to go. That lie don't have no proof in it. If we live in a Christian country and they believe that, why we got a court? Why we got courts to send the sinner away? Why we got a divorce court? It's nothing but a lie. Nobody can die for anybody's sin. And how can he die for my sin? And I wasn't even there. So when we question this thing, it can't hold water. It will not be able to stand up. So we thank Allah for Imam Wahshuddin Muhammad for bringing it up. Prophet Muhammad said, don't make no image. Jesus, Moses, all of them stood on the fact that there shouldn't be no image in the world, and that was given to them by Almighty God. That do not change. So we in the 90s, Rock Talk Radio Station, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who is furnishing and putting Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School together, and is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. And I am Brother Abdullah Akbar, and that Akbar, we are co-workers here on the Rock Talk radio station. And also, we are coming out of Decatur, Georgia. And also, we have Brother Suja Muhammad and Koran Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who are co-host workers here, too. We used to have, I don't know, is Brother Muhammad Okalama still considers himself a co-host worker? He don't do nothing but come and go. And when somebody else talking, after he talk, he leaves. So I don't know where he's still on next. But anyway, we're going to work through this. We're going to work with it. We're going to get something done. We like to open our talk up with a prayer called open it and call our Fatiha. So first we would say it in the Arabic language, and then we would say it in the English translation. Humanity Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah will be lying to me. Rahman Rahim, Maliki Umidin. We seek protection with Allah against Satan and rejected enemy with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always, continuously showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor upon, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, this is the message of concern, Rock Talk radio station. We're here tonight to straighten out the lies that have been given to the world and given to us this lie that God, the creator of this big universe that has no ending that we can see, with all of the stars and all of the galaxy and all of the planets, out of all of that, he picked one son. We see that is nothing but racism. That ain't nothing but a lie. God do not have any sons. God have creation. We all are the creation of God. And God said, Allah said he made us different so we can learn from each other. We will all look alike. What kind of world that would be? Everybody look like each other. So God made us different to learn from each other. And one thing we must learn is patience, and we must learn concern. We will learn better to treat each other, treat each other right. But we live in a world that said they don't say mama they best friend or God they best friend. They say a dog get their best friend. And I know there's nothing wrong with having a dog if he letting you know somebody outside your house. If he rounding up the chickens and the goats, then it's good to have a dog. But have a dog sitting at your table and the dog carries so many diseases, and then that dog cleans itself with its own tongue, and then that dog lick you in the face or the mouth, or you kiss the dog, you a nasty person. A dog has its place on this earth. That what God created everything with a place, with a purpose. And his purpose should be laying up in your house. And you wouldn't be doing that if you hadn't seen the people on TV doing that. Whatever the people on the TV do, you do. If the TV get, if you see the people, your famous actor or football player with an earring or tattoo, then you go get one. Not because you need one. Not because he need one, but his job is to influence you to do the same thing he got. And that's why they pay these football players to change the color of their hair, put tattoos all over them, because they want to make you, and then they know you're going to go out and spend money on an earring. When earring used to be an item for a female, and now they got earrings and both ear men, and then some of them got it in their nose, some of them got it in their tongue, following the suggestion of this world. And Allah tells us not to follow the suggestion of this world. And the same people, when you question them about why they got this or that, they'll tell you, I'm grown, I'm doing my own thing. Nobody tell me what to do. Then is nobody telling you what to do? Why is you not the first one to do it? Why are you going to copy off somebody else? Why you ain't got your own mind? Huh? That don't sound like you're own man. That sounds like you're a copycat. Or you follow the influence of this world. So we're here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station trying to kill racism. And you can see racism is a big problem. People are scared to have children today because they're afraid that the African American, they're afraid the police gonna shoot their son or their daughter. And we pay these people to protect and serve us. And all we have to do is come together and demand that we don't want no terrorists in our riding through our neighborhood. And we can get that. We vote. We can get that. We can demand. We can send somebody who got a voice speak for us and go out and tell the politician what we want. And they have to obey that. Why? Because we're taxpayers. Huh? So that's always the right way. There's always a way of doing things. And everything that's extended to one people is really extended to all people. And all we had to do to man up is come together. It's easy and simple thing in the world to do, to come together. But it's hard for us African Americans because we're on so many levels. We're on so many different avenues. And we got attitude where we think we are better than one another. Even I found out when I tell the people that God ain't made no white people. Guess who get mad about it? Light-skinned people. Because they've been receiving benefits from that lie, too, that they are white. They're close to white. God ain't made no white people. My skin is brown. And God ain't never said he made a black man or a white man. He said he made us human beings. He made us, created us to test us. And then he told us that the best way to be tested is one who obey God the best. That's the best test, obeying God. Any other test is already a failure. Any other test you try to take in this world or make up in this world is already a failure. If we are not trying to please the one who gave us this life, we came through, all of us came through our mothers. But this world don't care nothing about that. This world talking about they can clone you. This world talking about trying to get two men to get married, two women. And once that happens, that's a family tree is over with. Because two men cannot populate the earth. Two women cannot populate the earth. So their family tree, their branch on this family tree is over with. It's dead. And Satan knows that. Huh? So Satan is one who's spreading the weak ideas, wrong thinking, and lies throughout the world. So we have to get in a situation where we spread the truth. This Rock Talk radio station represents we are spreading the truth. That lie about God got a son is the biggest lie that ever been told to a people. That's worse than feeding people cyanide. And cyanide will kill you. Poison will kill you. And that's what that poison have killed us economically, intelligent, financially, we're killed. We on the bottom of every gold that we have in this world. We're at the bottom. We own no grocery store. We own no big, large factories, no large companies. Why? And then we spend more money than any people in America. It's known that we don't want to save nothing. Soon we get it, it's gone. There's don't put a penny in the bank. Don't put nothing up for the future. We have been trained in the wrong direction, and the public school is part of the problem. The public school now, it ain't trying to teach your child to be productive. It's just teaching your child to get a job, not to make no job. But then we brought in to make jobs, I mean, to get a job, to have a job. But how about make a job? Why we can't make no job? Because the schools that we go to lead us away from having any idea that we're going to be the boss of our own job, that we're going to manage our own job. We don't make jobs. And that's why we don't have a grocery store. That's why we don't have a pharmacy, a place to buy medicine from. Because the only aim they got for us to aim at is for a job. Or be a football player. The best. And we don't make that, then we start selling drugs. Says try to keep up with the Joneses, start selling, pushing drugs to kill off the people. So this is a new day. We are trying to get people to come back and serve the one God, serve Allah. Even England is coming and growing faster in Islam than any country. Why? Because those brothers are out there propagating the religion. They are out in the park. They are on the highway. They are out dawah in the streets. And so we once were doing that, but no, we don't got sophisticated. They don't told us we ain't got to do. Who told us that? The enemy of us. The enemy among us will go to the best schools, know how to manipulate us. They the one came and told us that. And don't tell me that the imam said when he came in, they came in with him to hold the community at bay. And that's exactly what they doing. They come from Harvard, Yale, and Dalton. They come from them distinguished college. And they come among us. And we fall in love with their personality. And once you fall in love with somebody's personality, and you start liking them for nothing they're really doing, and they can lead you anywhere. That's why we ain't got nowhere. We always fall in love with somebody's personality. Or a big preacher, because he got a big place to preach. People love his personality, and he knows the best thing to tell you, but he never tell you to go make a job. He never tell you let's stick together and build a neighborhood. He never tell you take your children and build a skating ring or a park or something and provide the security for your children. They never said nothing like that. All they tell you that's have hope and faith. Faith in what they telling you, huh? Faith without any work, faith without any effort is faith ain't going too far. So we here tonight on the Cross Talk Radio Station, calling people back to the oneness of the Creator, and that Creator proper name is Allah. He the one who lives and he does not die. He one who created all us, planted us on this earth to test us, to see which one is worthy of the great reward that he going to give you in the next life. Oh, yeah, there's life after death, but like that's life after sleep. But one day you ain't going to wake up in this life. You're going to wake up in the real life, the last life, and you're going to wake up in that life. And once you wake up in that life, all the things you did in this life go with you. So let's start doing right. Let's do what Allah has asked us to do. Let's work together, be good neighbors, and truly love one another. Because right now we're running last in the loving and caring for each other. Yes, sir. I think I have Brother
Hameen, no, Brother Hameen, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. See if I could, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. Can you hear me?
Well, I got something.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, free be to Allah. 213, yes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Yes, sir.
Oh, let's see. Oh, let's see. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll get my speech.
Well, you dropped. Well, Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Suja.
Well, thank you, Assalam. I think he's coming back on.
Yeah, he coming back on. Something happened. He dropped.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Back on. Okay.
Brother Akbar, can you hear me?
Yeah, he's in there. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Okay. Praise be to Allah. Allah Akbar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Forever, Almighty God, Allah, so much. And we appreciate him. And inshallah, ask Allah for his mercy passage to always remember him from his God. And everything we all praise you. Right. Yeah, a couple of things. When you were talking about the dog, so many people, they have dogs, and the dog can't hunt. Mm-hmm. They can't do nothing. They just got a dog laying up in their house and everything, and
yep.
We gotta walk the dog.
Yeah, they got a hairy pimp.
You gotta pick up.
They got a hairy pimp. They got a hairy pimp.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And gotta pick up after the dog. Gotta work the dog, just like a child, you know.
Yeah.
And. And then they want to call you dog. They want to call you dog. You know, hi, big dog. I asked the children at the school, I said, do you really, really identify with the dog? Hold up on 1 second, brother. Hold on, please. Assalamualaikum.
Well, they got some ham.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. So I asked the children, I said, do you really, really, you know, you call each other dog, but do you really want to be a dog? I mean, a dog? I say, look, a dog, if a female dog have a puppy, and if that puppy is a male, and if that puppy grows up to be a grown male puppy, and his mother go in heat, you know what's going to happen? You know, the dog is going to mate with his mother,
Mm-hmm.
Or if a father, or if a male have a daughter, puppy, dog, you know, a puppy, and she grow up and she become of age and she go in heat, that father is going to have a relationship with his daughter. So I asked the youngsters in class, do you really want to be a dog now? Told me, no. No. I guess nobody took time, even though a lot of the boys, they got dogs at home. They got mm-hmm. dogs, but nobody really maybe pointed that out. You know, do you really want yep. somebody calling you a dog? No, you ain't no dog. You're a human being, you know. Alhamdulillah. Brian Stevens, I just wanted to add, he's a brother who has gotten more than 135 people off of death row who are wrongly convicted. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so he's a great person. He says that one of our problems is we don't talk enough about slavery. We don't talk enough about the atrocities and the things that have happened to us. We don't talk about it. People, you know, it's kind of like people are ashamed to talk about it, you know what I mean? But when you talk about it, it's a power in it because we overcame it. All the atrocities, you know what I mean, and the terrorism that we suffered and the lynching, you know, and being drowned and burned alive and all that. You know, in this country, we have a tendency to not want to talk about it, but we need to talk about it because that is where our strength is, you know. And alhamdulillah, I'm very, very impressed with the brother, you know, Brian Stevens, and all of his work and how he looks at it. All praise be to Allah, Brother Brian Stevens. So, but it's one thing, though. I just wanted to pass along because I'm recommending somebody is, you know, he talked about the LGBTQ plus thing, you know, and he's in favor of that. So I wanted to give a kind of like a little, even though I love what he say, I love the brother's passion. I love the brother, how he's analyzed it. I know his great work. You know what I mean? His great work, you know, and them two museums that he have erected, his two museums, the Legacy Museum and another one, doing great work, great work. At one of the museums, you know, he have a display where people go out and take a jar, and then they go to a place that a lynching occurred. And so the lynching may have occurred in 1948 somewhere, wherever, you know what I mean? It could be in Georgia or Wisconsin or whether Illinois. And what they do is the people take a jar and they go to the site and they learn about this human being, who was lynched, his name, his family, his children, his habits, what he did, and you make sure that they know that this was a human being who had a life, who had a wife, and children. People loved him. He took care of, you know, but he was lynched. And what they do is they go to the lynch site where this man was lynched, and they dig up dirt in that area where he was lynched. And they put it in these jars, and they take it back to the museum, and they have all these hundreds of jars where our people have been lynched, I guess male and female, and children too, you know, been lynched and everything. So I love that, you know, and I just wanted to qualify. He is in favor of that LGBTQ evil, you know. So, you know, he's a good person, but, you know, we get taught, because we get taught by Almighty God. Almighty God says, you know, he gives us the story of Lot, and he talks about, and he gives us stories and parables in the Holy Quran about, you know, like the prophets asking, you know, would you go, you know, would you lay with a man and a woman? You know, here I got my daughters and all that. So Allah lays it out for us. It's clear. It's unassailable. You know what I mean? We know where we stand. But somehow that Bible and the brothers in the church playing the pianos and everything, they gave that somehow they got away. Even though, you know, we need to find scripture in the Bible that condemn LGBTQ and stuff like that. It's in the Bible. It's abomination.
It's in the Bible.
But somehow, I don't know how they let it get away, though. How they let it go and grow and everything, you know? Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah.
I have plenty of
verses. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
In the Bible that's marked off on, you know, my Bible is back there in another room. I had to dig it out, but I'll bring some Bible verses. We have Bible verses that deal with this problem. He spoke about it that in the last day. He said, you won't be able to tell men from women. So he spoke about it. So Satan is working. You, Allah do not love everybody. He loves those and the homosexual as low as you can get. There's no value there. They hold no value for life. Homosexual is not like a straight man, a straight person. I mean, what do you have in common? You know, both supposed to be human beings, but they got mad at Aretha Franklin for singing "A Natural Woman." I'm a natural woman. They got mad at us. So this is LBG, and they got a song out that said they come to get your children. I'm coming to get your children, and that's exactly what they do. So they want to bring this world to an end. That's all they want to do, Frank. Because once that happens, women are too many. When they get them, they don't have no children to leave no property to or money to. So it's over for them. That's the end of them. Huh? But for the male, male and a female, keep life going. And so the homosexual, LBG, they got to wait till somebody in there, male and baby so they can try to manipulate that child and get that child to come over and be with them. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
So, because it seems like the government
is running over religious people. I mean, if my Holy Quran speaks against LGBTQ and all that gay stuff, and the Bible speaks against it, why are you going to make me, it's like this one baker. It was a baker that was listening to. He was asked by a gay couple to make a cake and put on the cake two men getting married. And he said, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that. So the LGBTQ crowd sued him and tried to stop him from, you know, get his license taken. You know what I mean? You know when you open a business, you got to have a business license and stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. So the community, the Christian community, rallied around this man and was saying, you know, you can't close me down because I refuse, because my religion say that I can't create a cake with two men, you know. Two men getting married, you know what I mean? The cake and everything. So, seem like the government or somebody is jamming that stuff down the people's throat, down the Christians' throat.
Yeah,
you know.
If Democrats don't change, if they don't change their ways, then the people are listening to them. And they are voting for him because he wants to put an end to this. So what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're not going to vote for that. They want to keep this in this world, and that's what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to end this world, this homosexual commitment. They know that ain't right.
So, these are important things, and these are some important times. So, reparations. Brian Stevens said we need to talk about it more. We need to talk about it. We can't be afraid. We can't let people look up at us and say, are you still talking about that? You still talking? Hell yeah, I'm still talking about it.
Today, we had some people want to talk about we should be acting about reparations because the people are going to get the money and destroy themselves. They ain't never had no money. How you know they're going to take the money and destroy themselves? They never have enough money to do anything with. And they get opportunity to do something they've never been able to do. And they get money for that. They get an opportunity. Then most people going to do the right thing. Everybody ain't going to do right. And that's their business. But the good people, the true people like we said we are, and the real Muslims, a real human being among us, we're going to take our money and put it together and buy factories and jobs and hotels and everything we need and buy land and do everything we need to do as human beings to make a real life, own car dealerships and everything else. We're going to nursery for our children. We're going to make sure that nobody is sleeping out on the street. We're going to make sure that.
Right.
Be good people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what. Right.
You
know, but you're going to come. You're going to tell me that God's going to make it right. God, yeah, he's going to make it right.
And he said, get your share of this world. And these people got our share of this world, been at it. Worked up, there was a lady in New Orleans. She had two floors of a hotel, and she had a torture where she cut African American out, punch out their eyes, beat them, pull their ears, all this stuff, tortured them. And what stopped it was that one of the slaves set the house on fire because she burned up and put her to talk. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, it's like the Illuminati the basketball
player. Hey, how you doing?
Walking around with a dress.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I was giving this lady some directions. Yeah, brother. Alhamdulillah. Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. So, yeah, okay. Well, we got to keep fighting.
LeBron James, you know, he got a dress on. The Illuminati told him if he wanted to continue to be successful, he going to have to put a dress on. He put the dress on. Who's this? LeBron James.
You mean the basketball
went
player?
Went to a birthday party with a dress on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my boy there.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's your boy and that girl on the beat.
I got to look that up, my boy. I'm in love. Hey, look here. Chuck. Akbar, tell that joke again about the folding chair in jail. I want to see how you told it.
Oh, that was they showed a chair behind the bars, and they came there to interview the chair and ask the chair what you doing behind these bars. He said, I was whooping my head. Suja told us that folding chair was invented by African Americans.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading. I forgot his name. I gotta learn his name and tell people that, you know.
That was whooping, and they've been showing that chair. This lady, they showed another thing about the chair. This lady told this African American woman to get out the park. And she said, "I got it right this time for you." And they said, "No," she said, "I want you out the park right now." She said, "I ain't going nowhere." She kept saying, "You gonna get out this park?" She said, "Wait a minute." He went to the car and come back with a chair. He came back. So they planned this chair. So that's a sign. We ain't taking it no more. There's a sign that they are oppressing us, hitting us, and turning the other cheek and all that stuff. That day is long gone and ain't coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, in that book, man, yeah, they, right after emancipation in 1865, you know, they couldn't just leave us alone. They had to give us a whole 100 years of terrorism, you know what I mean, and lynching and burning, and, you know what I mean, and Brian, yeah, go ahead.
You think we don't need to get paid for that? You think they the old? How do you punish the people? How do they punish us when we do wrong? Take our money, parking tickets, or fines. They take our money, and so they owed us. They how many times they gave us parking tickets and we ain't did nothing. All across the country, every African American. They have been oppressed by the same ones who supposed to have been protected and serving them. And what did the preacher say about it? Let's be easy on me. And that's what the scapegoat is supposed to be Muslims on my Elijah make it. No, Elijah already made it. He give you a brain to use to let them know that what they did was wrong and for them to never do that again, pay us. You paid the Jews, you paid the Chinese. Pay them.
No, Japanese.
Japanese, yeah. Well, you paid them. Mm-hmm. Paid the Native Americans. Pay them.
Right.
The people who come back talking about they ain't going to do that. Them kind of people. Them people don't speak to. They ain't speaking to me. They speaking to. I don't know where they. Why they say that? Because I know they don't plan to speak among us to keep us from not looking for anything in return for what they did. You don't come tell. If you say you don't want it, that's your business. But don't stop others who think they should get it. And a lot of Caucasians said that we should get that money. That's our money.
Right.
They stole money,
right.
Locked the bank down, ran us out of the neighborhood, and we go back and try to get our money out of the bank, and they wouldn't give it to us. What kind of people? Well, you think they don't hold up? I know they're going to get what they
And another... Right, and another angle that right. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I'm through.
Yeah. And another angle that Brian Stevens makes, he says the great migrations from the South, the great migrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us didn't. My grandfather and grandmother, they died in Texas. But every one of their nine children came to after California. You know what I mean? And it was a thing to where so many people was coming out the South and going up in New York, going up in Detroit, just escaping that terrorism that we had to live with in the South as a white man, you know. Couldn't vote, couldn't let us vote. And if we wanted to vote, he'd jump on us and beat us and maybe take our life behind us. What we wanted to vote. You know what I mean? We had to sharecrop. We had to sharecrop. By the time he cheated us. And if we didn't make enough money, of course, he'd loan us flour and wheat and corn, whatever. Like that and oil, and then we owe him, and then we got to work a whole month with nothing, you know, and owe him money, you know.
Yeah.
So this happened all over the South,
Made,
so it's documented.
Made the children take off
it's
their
written
clothes,
documented
in the school, and get out there and pick that cotton.
Yeah.
Nobody have been done like they have did us. We the most forgiving people, but we want Allah to get your share of this world, and they got our share, grandmama's share, granddaddy's share, great great granddaddy's share, and we want it.
Yeah, I was reading this book by Professor William Darity. You know, he was the first one that I recommended that we get his book, Darity book, that they had laws on the book to prosecute and jail and persecute and find anybody who, any African-American who could read, and people who were teaching us to read, they'd get, you know, so they mm-hmm. discouraged us reading. They didn't want, you know, they had laws.
They had laws
on the
book. About you reading, they kill you, set your house on fire, pull out your tongue and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the imam said they would bite off their hot dog, and then the dog would bite off and they'd stick it in their mouth, but they wouldn't drink out the you. So man, Allah gonna deal with us. Meantime, we want to be paid for what we lost. What's right now.
Yeah. Right. We need to keep talking about it, and we need to explain it to a lot of people, because a lot of our people now are so ignorant and so scared. And, you know, this world. See, look at the, like Brian Stevens said, look, you know, they got these Confederate monuments. They got these Robert E. Lee on horseback with his horse galloping, and he's sitting straight in his saddle like he's some, you know, some hero. They got them type statues all over the place. Well, actually, since the George Floyd thing and all that, all the demonstrations, a lot of that is torn down, but man, how long did we let them people do that? You know what I mean? Keep them monuments up there, Confederate flag. In fact, one of the capitals in one of the states had a United States flag and a Confederate flag as part of their everyday activity. You know what I mean? And the Confederates defended slavery and took up arms against Americans. And, you know, it all told is they say it was about 600 and something thousand people perished in the Civil War, you know, African-Americans too. But, yeah, they took up arms against the government, traitors to the country. And now they got statues and schools named after Robert E. Lee. They had one in Long Beach out here in California, Robert E. Lee Elementary. They took that, you know, made them take that away. Robert E. Lee in Long Beach. So the nerve of them. So it's coming out. We just got to keep talking about it and keep studying and keep informing each other and make each other. And as more and more people come online and we are able to talk to people and put in articles and Muslim Journal and all that, keep talking about it and wake up the people to the fact that we need to get reparation, we need to get justice. Justice need to come to us, just like justice, we human beings, we ain't dogs, we ain't animals. You know, they try to treat us like that and try to put us down like that, but no, we're human beings. And we came over on them boats like that boat. It was built for a capacity of 450, but they say they put 700-something human beings on there. You know what I mean? All that old kind of stuff, history, you know. So, alhamdulillah. Yes, sir, boy. Maybe somebody else want to weigh in. Yeah, but thank you.
Brother Sue, John, they got your name, Brother Sue, John.
That's when they go.
Well, they got your lamb.
Got
Alhamdulillah. I was listening. Praise be to Allah. And, you know, the slavery thing, Allah destroyed the whole city. That right there is a big sign. Hallelujah. That shows us how Allah feel about
him. And also, we had that complaining about how when the angels came to life.
The gatekeepers ran in there on Lot, you know, and Lot let them know, you know, that
you know, you can marry my daughter,
you know, what you talk to my daughter. Make your life so you know what you want.
These people
know right and wrong. They just want to find you. They want to get you, guys.
Muhammad,
something wrong. Is it okay?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one Creator, there is only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. The book is clear. All the books, you know, they point out the prophets, the messengers, the believers, and all the peoples of faith, and they let us know their position. Their stand is with truth, and that's what. But we should stand upon truth, justice, you know, righteousness. That's the way we coming. We coming in the same way. So when we see people that go against what we standing for, automatically we should know where they at. We should know where they at. Because we're known for standing for truth and justice. So if they go against us, I don't care how slick they are or how tactful they are. You know where they're coming from. You know who they're going to defend. And Shaitan is cunning. You think that when one of us criticize us that this is something that I miss they're right, you know? No, that's where you got to start thinking. That's where you got to be able to see how cunning Satan is. You know, I'm pretty sure none of us would stand up against Allah or stand up against truth or stand for homosexuality. You know, So we got peoples among us. We got peoples among us is supporting Satan's concept and supporting his idea. For what reason? I don't know. I can't. Only thing I know what I see and what I hear. You know, they're not competing with who can speak the most truth, who can be the most righteous. That's not their position. Their position is to go against something that you said, or something that I said. If they would just bring something just to add on to what you said or something that I said, then the people would know that we're working together. These people out here are working together. They're trying to get the truth right there to us. But when they outright stand up against the truth that you bring in about homosexuality, the truth that you bring in about reparations, you know. And I was on the program this morning, the Lifeline, and we had a couple of people went against reparation. They went against reparation. Say that again. They stood up against reparation. They didn't believe that we should ask for reparation. And some of them said they didn't believe that we were going to get it. You know. So the question that I'm going to ask, and they read something out of the Quran about inheritance. You know, inheritance is when there's something left of value. You know, that will enhance our wealth gap. They will help us move farther in the world or establish some things in the world. That's good. It's dealing with wealth. Most of the time, it's dealing with wealth. And they was reading about Allah, and saying that Allah is going to bring it to us, and I made the point that Allah already done brought it to us. He already done told us that we are inheritors. He gonna make us the inheritance of the earth. He gonna give us power in the land. He already done told us that. We got to step on up. You can't make that excuse that you're waiting on Allah. And when we talking about inheriting and the person that's responsible for issuing out inheritance, when we talk about that, it's all over the Quran. It's in the Quran. When you talk about inheritance, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about peoples that, for example, like they had this war broke out, we established money for peoples that's in need. And we support peoples that been affected by things that is they didn't have no no foresight to see it. For example, the uranians. Okay, we are dealing with wealth that is taken from us every day, and that's our tax money. We got to ask the question, what is the purpose of that money? What is the purpose of that tax money? What are we supposed to do with that? Who in charge of that tax money? Who's supposed to issue it out? How do we find out who qualifies for it? Who qualifies for that? For those trillions of dollars. That's the type of money that we get every year. Trillions. Who are we supposed to give that money to? Who deserves that money? If we don't figure that out, then we must believe in there's people in the government, gangsters. They're making us pay things because we're going into business, taking money from us, because we're in business, or taking money from us because we got money. See, so what I'm saying is that we have to find out who qualifies for the tax money. Now, they done found out that there was some Chinese, there was some Indians that qualified for the money. They found out that the Jews qualified for that money. They found out mostly all the peoples that went through trauma, I went through difficulties. They investigated and found out how much they should give them. And they was given large sum of the money that we have for situations like that. And since we are asking for it, we got Negroes and so-called Muslim is trying to say that we don't qualify for it. The money that we're supposed to be getting is the money that we set up for the taxes. Who do we give that money to? Who do we supposed to give the tax money to? Those trillions of dollars. Who are we supposed to give that money to? They can't answer that. Only thing they can do is lie. And then when you catch them in a lie, you got them then, because they're going to tell you, when you ask them a question, they're going to tell you another lie. And the Muslims know what happened when they start lying. What the Quran say. What truth does to falsehood. They know. And the Muslims know that they are lying. And they know that we deserve it. That the needy and the poor deserves it. We are able to show the big wealth gap that's here in America, where we was misused and mistreated for land and for other inheritance that we were blessed with, and they just took it from us and cheated us out of it. But we got peoples that among us that don't get none of the money. They don't get none of the money. But they're fighting against us getting it. They're going to want to show us why we shouldn't get it. And they don't get off. Who are you going to get the money to? They can't tell you that, brothers and sisters. Only thing they can do is lie to you. That's all they can do is lie to you. When you ask them, who do that money goes to? Trillions of dollars. We're talking about trillions of dollars now. We're not talking about $100 or $1,000. We're talking about trillions of dollars. Who do that money go to? Who is responsible for that money? Who issues out that money? And for a Negro to say that we don't deserve our money for what we went through in slavery, that person has a mental problem. They got mental issues. You know, they got mental problems. To say that we don't deserve none of that money. We don't qualify for none of that money. That's mental issue. That's mental problem. We can show you all kind of ways how we qualify for it. Yeah, but God's going to give it to us. We know you don't believe in God. Because if you believe that God's supposed to give it to you, you should know God already got it set up. It ain't what God does, it's what we do. That's what comes to whether or not we get our share. It's what we do. And how we qualify for it. These people know that if we come into that that type of money, that we come into that type of money, they know that we gonna not be in, we gonna get ourselves out of a dependent situation of what we in now. They know we gonna establish independent for ourselves. They know that. They know that they're not going to have a monopoly over the food and over the clothing, over the real estate, the housing. They're not going to have a monopoly over it. And they don't want us to get into that because they want to be the master over us. And you got Negroes supporting that, and they believe that the Caucasian people is a good master. But that's what it is. And it's all because of that image, brothers and sisters. The image, what that image did, that image laid a foundation and established itself in the African American mentally. And when they related that image with God, with religion, that made it easier for them to make it believable. Jesus died for your sins. And if you accept that lie, then you're going to be saved. You're going to be forgiven. And that's what they come to you with. That's the only thing they come to you with. You accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as the Son of God. How dumb. Jesus is a human being like you and I. Jesus was one of the great prophets of Almighty God. Jesus prayed to God and worshiped God and taught the people to watch him while he prayed. We know who Jesus is. The Muslim definitely know who Jesus is. We know who his mother is. You can't bring us in Islam that lie. We're not going to accept that lie. In Islam, Jesus is well established. His mother is well established in our religion. As one that gives himself to God. One that is an example among us. One that loves God and loves the human being. And he's one of the prophets of God in our religion, and El is not. That's what we believe in. If we had some our brothers and sisters that is Muslim, can take us away from that, they'll try. But they're not going to be successful. They'll try. They're already trying to stop us from using the truth against the lie. They're already trying to do that, telling us that the imam already done it. That we don't have to bring the truth to the Christian. In some cases, they try to show us that we disrespecting the Christians by bringing the truth to them.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, it's sad, brother. We have the Quran and we have the Prophet Muhammad and we got somebody out of the Quran who's speaking the truth. And we got most of our so-called Muslim brothers is attacking us.
So-called.
So-called. They're attacking us. You know. So we gonna keep on teaching and keep on standing up and keep on bringing Allah's truth. And we gonna come in peace and we gonna leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Lake Ashley. Well spoken. Allahu Akbar. Umadi Tita Rajin. Hit me loud like man. So I only been winning to testify there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was told by Master Farad Muhammad, if you kill the devil, you end up killing most of your people. Going back over that, what said, why did he say that? Because most of our people love the devil because the devil gave them nothing. They'll fight you. They'll stand them all and fight you. And you're saying something going to benefit you and them and everybody that looks. But they'll tell that fact, and then they'll tell people they their own man. They'll tell people that you want to start something. You disrespecting the other people. You disrespect
the homosexuals. God dropped fire and brimstone. I don't think I can disrespect them no more than that.
Alive.
Yeah, God dropped fire and brimstone. You believe or don't believe? All the evidence is clear that you are not natural. You're calling yourself a homosexual. You got your sex at home, and you want the same. You want the same sex. Now these evil and wicked people got so tricky. They don't want you to say what you were. They don't want you to say a man or a boy. They questioned this guy. He's in school. They asked him to spell a woman. He said, tell me the definition of a woman. He's in spelling content. And they said, well, we can't tell you. He said, what you mean you can't tell me? The young boy asked, what you mean, what the definition of a woman? We can't tell you. Ask the African-American woman. I don't know. I can't tell you. So Satan is working. But we can tell you what a woman is. A woman starts off as a baby, a female. Starts off as a baby. You know, as a male starts off, and their organs are different. But they don't want you to say female. They don't want you to say male. They don't want you to say homophobia. They don't want you to say nothing.
Homophobia means a
phrase. Huh? Homophobia means a theory. Yeah. Homophobia. They don't want you to say that.
That's right. That's what the homosexual
means. Yeah, they don't want you to say nothing. They want the power to be what they are and influence and take you away from your nature and join them. They want you to join them, even though God don't drop fire and brimstone on them. I want you to jump. And you got our people who love everybody, say you teaching hate. One big old fat Caucasian man run up to me and you teach hate. I'm teaching what the Bible teaches. The Bible said man should not be laying with me. You teach hate. Man, I'm teaching the truth. I teach the Bible. Do you believe in the Bible? I don't believe in that. But I ain't teaching hate then. I'm teaching for you to save your life if you want it.
Love.
You got to pay for all that wrongdoing you have. But anyway, but you're right. They won't tell you. Shut up, ma'am done did this. Your ma'am done already took us past that.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, we passed that. We in another stage, yeah. I said, man, that image up in the world then and now is in the mind. Satan switched some sectors on it. He done put it in the mind.
And they didn't do no doubt.
Jesus loves everybody. You know, what crossed my mind when you had to speak up like that, what crossed my mind, where are these people coming from? What they got to stand on? God always, Allah was in charge when they were whooping out butts. In bringing us off them boats, beating us all the way to the plantation house, walking in the cold, in the hot, beating it. We didn't know where we were. And you gonna tell me something? They don't hold us for that? If the shoe was on the other foot, they be won't get there. And because they light skinned it, you ready to hang on? Give to them. I know us. We are afraid of them and not afraid to hurt each other. We're afraid of them. Like they God, like that God done gave them a special role in this world. They are, we all come from Adam. We all supposed to be human beings. We all supposed to be loving each other. But that'll never happen long. They got everything and you ain't got nothing. Long as they image up in the world, ain't going to be no coming together or no peaceful mind. So that's what we want a world to serve all of us. And that's what God created the earth to serve all of us, not just them. They done stole everything. We made the first car. What car factory we own now? We helped them build systems and places like that. Where's our Walmart at? Kmart? Where's our places like that? We don't have not one. We don't have a big shopping center where we can go and buy from each other. Who put us in that situation? Yeah, all the Black Wall Street and all of the Rosewood, all them places were there, and there were many, many more that we don't even know about. Towns that we ran and owned. Because we didn't have no security in that town. The Caucasian man can come and take the 1 hour girls and do whatever they want to. We didn't do nothing. Because they gave us Jesus. We almost ain't even the preachers did kept us praying to Jesus. Don't turn the other cheek. Revenge is God. Revenge is God. I seen a line on the station, the animal station. I seen this lion. It was the fast running lion, jaguar. The lion while he was gone, came and killed this baby in the head. He went and found him, found where he was and hit his baby though. That's revenge.
Wow.
So it's revenge. And Allah said revenge is here, we know that. But you got the God given right to fight with those who fight with you. The Bible says eye for eye and a tooth for tooth.
That's all.
Yeah, we have the truth. Jesus not only asked him, Jesus asked him in the Bible. He said, "Why do you want to kill me?" He said, he called himself a good man. He said, "Why do you want to kill me? I'm trying to be a good man. The only thing I'm doing is bringing you the truth. Can you kill God?" So all we're trying to get people to think, can you kill God? Do God pray? Do God eat and use the restroom? Do God be born again through his mother, some mother? All this foolishness they gave us.
Yeah.
So when you think they don't hold us, I'm more determined now to get what's mine and to think about how long I've been living on this earth and ain't even thought about asking them for what they rightly own me. Because somebody said, "Yeah, God, Allah always make things right."
Allah,
he wants you to get. But he tell you get your share. That where's your share? I might could have been a scientist, or a doctor, but the school I went to didn't encourage me to do that. My mama didn't know how to encourage me to be a scientist or a doctor. I used to catch snakes and worms and play with all kind of paws and spiders. Catch them, put them in their jars. Name, and all of them had names. All my creatures had names. That's what Einstein. I could have been. But my mama, he crazy. He crazy. He wanted to play with these snakes and stuff. I was studying them. I was watching, studying them. Taking them out. Worms. So everything I tried could have been, I was encouraged not to be. It wasn't at home, it was the school I went to. You look like a plumber. You look like a carpenter. Or you can be a good preacher.
Yeah, out of an image.
Yeah. So we was encouraged not to be go after the thing we do, being a plumber, a carpenter, a brickman. Even when I was going to school trying to be a carpenter or put wood together. Had this freakish man over the program. Mm-hmm. Who's going to put his hand in? So he put me out of place. You put your head on me. My mama told me to respect everybody, and I did. But she should have told me to respect all those who deserve respect. That's what she should have told me.
Yeah.
We gonna respect all the old people. Shit. Some of them old people you can respect. He was messed up. Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That one old person eating, chewing glass. Call him Dr. Something. He was a chew glass.
Dr. Glass.
He was a freak. So, you going to tell me they don't hold up now? Take the baby? What kind of person take a baby? Cut a baby out of woman's stomach just to make a point. And take the baby and slam it on the bank. Then jump up and take the foot and stomp that baby to death. What kind of person would do something like that? This is history that they don't want you to talk about. You got the people talking about God gonna give you. God say he gave you 5 senses. And common sense with it.
Yeah.
Jews, they common sense. And the only thing they did to the Jews in America, they wouldn't allow them to get off the boat. They didn't want them here. That's the only thing they did to the Jews. They didn't let them off the boat. But they got reparations. They took the Japanese, and they put them on in concentration camp. They mistreated them, yeah. But I think about 5 years. That for 5 years, the heart didn't last no more than for 3 or 4 years. We lived in America in the belly of the whale for 400 years and still getting mistreated. You think they'll hold us? So on the internet, on YouTube, come in in Mississippi, come in the man house, beat him and his son. Shot his son in the mouth at the wrong house. Didn't have no warrant to come in the house. And you gonna tell me they don't hold us nothing? Cause God gonna take care. God, Allah said He will never change your condition.
until you change what's in your heart about each other. They need a bad heart change. They need a heart transplant in a hurry for the evil. This not hate talk. This love talk. They can talk worse than that, and nobody said that. So I said this. Makes sense to me. Every time they see an African American, they should fall down on their knees and ask Allah to forgive them what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Time you see one of them. No. Our power comes from 9-1. And most African Americans have not been sold on the idea that we need to unite as one.
They think that they're better than us. They think that scripture, this man named Benjamin Morgan Palmer, he went throughout the South. He was born in 1818 and he died in 1902, but he was one of the ones who was really, really pushing Noah's curse. Islam. And he did this. He used to go and talk to their duty to enslave us, and we deserved slavery. It was a curse. Benjamin Morgan Palmer, he was a Presbyterian minister, and he was pushing that line all over. But Imam Muhammad. But Imam Muhammad told us about that, about, you know, they taught on Noah's curse on Ham. If you Google it, and Google is worse than that, it ain't just laugh at his father's negative. Ham laughed at his father's nakedness, but it says all kind of freakish things about Ham that people had in their mind, going back to the not only the preacher but the rabbi, they had all kind of stuff. Ham was just stuff that I can't even say. I don't even feel comfortable about saying. Just Google it yourself. The curse of Ham and what they accused Ham of doing to his father and all that old kind of freak. I mean, yeah, please believe me, freaky stuff, real freaky stuff. And so all this added to the hatred.
Yeah.
The hatred. See, like Brian Stevenson said, he says the slave master didn't want to be seen as somebody immoral. He didn't want to be seen as somebody was not doing justice. You know what I mean? And so breaking up family. He didn't want to just let people just see him doing all this, sold children away from their mothers and break up people who was in love with each other and all like that, you know. He didn't want to be seen. So it took something to justify. It took something. It was the Bible. That's what I'm getting at. It was the Bible. Imam told us about that first, and then I went behind it. This man, Benjamin Morgan Palmer, you know, and he was going all through the South. Now, it's not just him, because he, you know, they had other people who he taught. He taught, and they was going all over the place teaching about the curse of Ham. And don't feel sorry for
him. Benjamin what?
Benjamin Morgan Palmer. Palmer. Benjamin Morgan Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, Palmer, yeah, and so this guy wrote this book. I sent you the book cover. It's called Noah's Curse. I sent you the cover. And, yeah, praise be to Allah, brother. So, and then not only that, the image. And then they had a group. They had a group that came about 1894, the Daughters of the Confederate. And they used to raise money. I don't know where they got the money from. Maybe somebody from up north sent them money. But they raised money to erect these monuments, Robert E. Lee on horseback and Jefferson Davis and the Confederate flag and all like that, you know what I mean? So, all praise be to Allah. So this is some of the things that we have to explain to people, though. Explain to people on these blog talk radio shows and invite the people to come and listen. And we're gonna talk about reparations, you know, talk about reparations, what is owed to us and everything. But because it's snowballing. It's mushrooming. It's snowballing. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. And Allah always sends something to make it bigger. If he wants it. And so far, it seems like he wants us to do justice, get justice, you know. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. So it's snowballing. It's mushrooming. It's getting bigger. More stuff coming out. Even that thing in Montgomery. Even the I call it the Whamma Lama in Alabama. You know what I mean?
Yes,
even that.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I call it the Whamma Lama in Alabama. Just to show how these Caucasians had no respect for the authority of that brother. You know,
yeah.
That brother doing his job. And also the white man, the captain got on the loudspeaker and told them, and they just was giving the captain the finger and everything else. So I guess they didn't respect anybody, but they jumped on the brother. Ain't that something? Just jumped up. And that all these things made to happen just to show people how sad. You know, the Caucasians are. No respect, you know, no respect in the authority of the African-Americans. Okay, I'll let it go right there, brother. So all praise be to Allah. I'll let it go right there. I turn it back over to you, Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, alhamdulillah. DJ, you were saying something?
Alhamdulillah.
It's Allah. I know I'm supposed to come on Saturday, the last Saturday, and on the business call, and I want to ask brother, I mean to please come on there with me, because we're gonna get into the meaning of different words, different reparation, and the most serious aspect of a reparation is whether or not it qualifies, you know, for that money, you know, and do they have things in America that is set up for that, and is there's a whole lot of money that America is getting, and that's the tax money, and what is the reason? What is the purpose of? What are they gonna do with the tax money?
Well,
that's what I'm saying, and if there's a good cause for issuing out some of this money, and the people qualify for it, Shouldn't they give us, give it to us? But we got Muslims don't think that they should give it to us.
Imam never said they should do it. He just said that we got a form of reparation when we got the Quran and got the Quran to go in this mule head that we got. We got a form. He didn't say we shouldn't get no money. He never said that.
We qualify for it.
Yeah, we qualify for it.
We qualify for money that we put aside for serious things like that. We qualify for it. And we can show the qualification, you know. So, other people that qualified for it, they received
right.
it.
Right. What Ben said tonight, what they did to us was caused by the Bible and caused by the evil people using the Bible in the wrong way to enter some Caucasian people. But still, they didn't have to do what they did to us. That don't make sense what a righteous man, collect all them animals, okay, they, you know, where they put it, and then turn around and have sex with his son and all that. But that don't even make sense. They messed up all the righteous people that God sent in to the world.
They just
Satan had to do that in order to control the people or to create fitna like we see. He created fitna.
And they're able to lie and get away with it.
Get away with it.
That's the whole point. You know,
I want to say this too before we go, but, you know, as far as we can concern, you know, we could talk longer, but I want to say this. Imam Muhammad has taught a lot on slavery in his lectures and talking all about the slave. Remember the book, the Curious Institution and all like that? And
you was a lot of slavery.
You know, on our suffering as slaves, more so than anybody else. More so than anybody else that I can name,
right.
You know, more so than anybody else from the day he came into office, 1975, he was teaching.
Yeah.
And Imam Muhammad's probably responsible for more of this reparation, you know what I mean, movement, this new era than almost anybody, by him teaching constantly on what we suffered. You know, he talked about the plantation life. He talked about plantation ghosts and everything. You know, he just talked.
He got a whole lot of teaching on slavery.
Yeah, on slavery. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to let it go right there, brother. I'm going
to praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, brothers. It's just more of us need to talk about it.
Okay. So you need some masks? I got these for $3.
Alhamdulillah. We're going to close up in prayer with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. We alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy. Not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
Yeah, we're gonna keep talking this up. We don't care who don't. I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna bring it up. I don't care who don't like it. You don't bring no weak stuff.
It's the love truth.
That's right. And I can't understand it like
you hating something that's going to help you be a better man and be more have something to offer somebody.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Getting your people established.
Yeah.
Respecting the elder, the senior citizen. It's so much can be done, you know. And for a person, to create a negative atmosphere, you know that there's something wrong with that. I'm looking at that person real careful.
Me too. I don't care who they are. I'm going to look at that person
real careful. Trying to create something negative.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I'm ready to fight.
I know that's right.